Is there any way to know who stands for what? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Even President Obama's supporters are upset about his no-fly zone in Libya. They can't believe the guy who is so against the war in Iraq is doing this. So it was interesting to see one of his potential opponents supporting it. Newt Gingrich, who is now exploring whether to consider maybe running for president, wrote on Facebook today that we must support the mission and see it through. And in fact, he was for it way before Barack Obama was for it. He was on Fox back on March 7th calling for a no-fly zone immediately. Here's what he said March 7th.
What would you do about Libya?
Exercise a no-fly zone this evening.
His main criticism of the administration was for being confused about whether to get rid of Gaddafi.
This is a moment to get rid of him. Do it. Get it over with.
Clear, decisive, just what you'd expect from the former Speaker of the House.
And we don't have to send troops. All we have to do is suppress his air force, which we could do in minutes.
And then, 16 days later, as the mission he pushed for is underway, he goes on the Today Show.
I would not have intervened. I think there are a lot of allies in the region that we could have worked with. I would not have used American and European forces.
What? What other allies in the region? You mean the Arab League, which has yet to show up? Newt, you ridiculed the Arab League in the very same interview. Listen to yourself, man.
The Arab League wanted us to do something. The minute we did something, the Arab League began criticizing us doing it.
Yeah. Kind of like you. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.